And let's see how far we can get. Okay, Rabosai, we are in the sugya, trying to understand the meaning of the term atem, gam atem, and the nature that draws. I'm going to go very slow today. I'm just going to go through pshat. I want to get down pshat well. Please close the door as you come in. And the Gemara now is, we darshan, atem, gam atem, is to exclude goyim. Goyim are out because ma yavi ben bris, av shukachem b'nei bris, lahot yisa akum. So the Gemara says, an akum now cannot do truma. Now that we're going to pick up, we'll read the Gemara carefully. Rabbi Shimon de Potar, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that an akum is not chayiv in truma, it's not. Truma is over chachav medamas, chayiv in al chomesh, Rabbi Shimon poter. So now atem gam atem lamali. So if a goy cannot be mafris trumas and maestros, because he himself is Eino Betoras, that frees up the Pasuk Atem Gamatem. So what do we do with Atem Gamatem? So the Gemara now has the following. Salka Daita Chamina, Hova Amar Mar Atem Velo Arisim, Atem Velo Shutfin, Atem Velo Aputropos, Atem Velo Atom Eshen Shalo, Ema Atem Velo Shuchachem, Nami, Kamash Malan, that you can make a Shliach. Okay, so I want to spend 5 minutes on this piece of Gemara. If I were to ask you, step one, what is easier to accomplish? A shutaf doing truma or a shliach doing truma? What is like more
with the shot than shutaf?
What?
With the
dot and shuta. With the dot. Okay, so the Gemara basically, in the Maskana, the Gemara is saying Shliach versus Shutaf. Shliach wins. Right? Now the Pasuk is telling me a Shliach can be Mafis Truma. And a Shutaf Eino Mafis Truma. And that's the chiddush of atem gam atem. Is that clear?
It's not just shoot.
I'm picking shoot. Okay. And the Gemara now has a series of personalities. We have an apotropos. We have a aris. We have a shutaf. Good. What is the common denominator of those three, like what, the Gemara puts them together? What's the common denominator? Yes, Moshe.
They're all involved in this field.
Okay, so they're all involved in the field or with the owner of the field. There's a relationship there. Because of that relationship, Hava Amina, you might think that they could what?
Truma.
They could be Mafris Truma. Because Shalomidas. They could be mafres truma. Kamash malan, they cannot. But once we know they cannot, you might think, who else cannot?
Shliach.
A shliach also cannot. Comes the pasuk, and a shliach can. So I just want to like highlight in your brains. Now, when we have, there are four people here. There's aris, shutaf, apotropos, and torim et she'eno shalo. Is each one of those like a new chidush? Or is it all one package? Is it basically all one halacha? So I asked you to take a look at some Rishonim. So let's just open up one or two or three. Which one do you want to look at?
The Ritva.
The Ritva. Okay, we'll look at the Ritva. So the Ritva, how does he understand? Ritva says like this. I'm going to read. So the Ritva learns like this. I'm an atem velo hatorim she'eno shelo. What's the case of torim she'eno shelo? Give me the case. Let's just go simple. What's the case? Yeah.
I am mafresh my fruits for the sake of for your field.
Sure, field.
You just say it again, but don't say the last thing you said. Say it again. You're my neighbor. Do we share any property?
No.
We don't share any property. I have an apple tree in my backyard. You have an apple tree in your backyard. And what do? Your apples are in a pile. My apples are in a pile. You take an apple from your apple tree and you mafresh it as also truma for me. And I told him, oh, you took your fruit for me on my behalf. And what's the halacha?
No,
no good. No good. Now, what's the case of Arus, Apotropos, and what? And Shutav. So says the Ritva like this. V'chitema, who is more connected to my field? An Arus or my next door neighbor? A Shutav or my next door neighbor? So once you told me Arus, Shutav, and Apotropos, duh, of course, neighbor is not going to be good. So why? What's the chiddush of neighbor? So the Gemara says, Ritva says, the chiteme came to Arisin. Lo kol shekein she'ena shalom. So once I know Aris, so certainly my neighbor is not going to go ahead and be good. Nu, you with me?
Yep.
So says the Ritva, Ika lameimar dema tam ka'amar. Ma tam, what's the reason? Lo shutfin, lo arisin, lo apotropsin. What is the reason that none of these three people are, their hafrasha is going to be good? Because in each of those cases, what are they doing? They're toreim, lefisha eno tore, they're toreim, she'eno shalo. They're being torn their peros on my stuff, and that is no good. In other words, according to the Ritva, all of the dinim of Aris, Shutav, Apotropos, and Torim She'enu Shalom, it's all one thing. It's all one halacha, Torim She'enu Shalom. Now, who else? Who else? What else might be? So what? How would that jump? What would you think now by Shlichus? What would you think by Shlichus? What's the message over here? What's the message of this Gemara, of the Havamina? What's the Havamina saying? It can't be an Aris. It can't be a Shutav. It can't be an Apotropos. In other words, who must it be? It must be me. There's a halacha of Tshuma in Havamina that none of these folks are good. It must be me. And that would also exclude what? A Shliach. Kamash Malan, that a Shliach is good. And I need a pasuk to tell me that a Shliach is good. According to the Ritva, these are all one category. 1 second, open up the Shita Lo Nodel and Me, please. Shita Lo Nodel and Me. The Shita Lo Nodel and Me has two, I gave you two pieces there. First piece, Atem Velo Arisim, Perish. Is it normal that Shutfin work together? Is it normal that Shutfin work together?
Yeah.
Is it perhaps normal that I want my Shutav to be Mafris Peros on my behalf? Peros. The Alpha God, the Urchayu shall Shutfin attacking. Uli his Aseik bis Shutfusam shall Zeh. Shalomi da Zeh. It's very normal that Shutfin partners will allow, yes, I want you to do this on my behalf. And therefore you might think it should work by Truma. Look, Abbe Truma, Im Taram Shalomi da Chavero, Ein Truma sa Truma, Ad de Osil Chavre, Va'amar Nichali. In other words, for Truma to work, there must be what? Das of the Balabais. I have to consent, acquiesce to his action. In other words, the Bal Habayis must be the player in what? In Truma. You might think that'll influence Shlichus. And maybe a Shlichus no good, that's an insufficient player, because even an Aris, who is what? A Shutav, who is what? Who is my guy, and nevertheless no good? You might argue a Shliach, who is not my guy, also would be no good. Kamasha, once I have Das, and I assign him, it is good. Next, peace in the Sittal Nodun me. Atem velo hatem shen shalom. Ikadari matam ka'amar. This is a case where it's just explaining the reason of the others. What does that mean? Ma'atem, ma'atam. Atem lo sutrin. Mishum de darshinan. Sorry. Ma'atem lo sutrin. What? Mishum de darshinan. Atem lo hatem darshin shalom. Meaning all of the same reason. You're being torem that which is not yours. That's common to Shutav, Aris, and Apotropos. Ika de amre. Ika de amre. These are not all explaining each other. They're not the same. They're not the same. A Shutav is not an Aris, is not an Apotropos, and is certainly not Hatorem et She'eno Shalom. Because in the classic case of Torem et She'eno Shalom, me and Werner are neighbors. I have an apple tree, he has an apple tree, and I'm taking which apple to be Torem?
Your apple.
I'm taking my apple to be Torem on his tree. Says the Shita Lo No Delmi. No, that's not what's happening over here. What am I doing? I'm taking
his
apple. And I'm trying to be Torem on his apple. And even that is no good because it has to be done with planned das in advance. Okay. Rabosai, that's the mechanics of that. So I don't want to get too involved in it, but that's what's going on. Now, that I'm doing that now because of what's on the board. And I want to position you and set you up as we go into the next sugya. Okay? Stay with me. I need your attention. What we're going to do now is heavy-duty technical work. Technical work. Is it fun? Not fun. Do I care? Not in the least bit. We have to do the technical work to just go through Shakla V'tai, the Gemara. But as I do, I'm going to be pointing things out that I want you to keep your eye on. Can I, Eli Melech, yes?
Can you make it colder?
Of course I can make it colder.
Always.
Okay.
Obviously,
I'll do it later. Not now.
Shilav is different than...
Not now. Okay, Rabosai, I'm using the board. Stay with me. I'm going to just leave that there. I'm going to come back to that. What's Shliach versus Shutav? We said Shliach is better than a Shutav. Okay. You ready? Now you with me? Stay with me. Rabosai, how do I know Shlichus works in Kol HaTorah Kula? It's a combo plan. Kachim and Gerish. Yafe. How do I know Kachim? Sad apostle, can someone just say over the apostle? Vishachatu? Also? Kol Adas Yisroel. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, what does that pasuk seem to indicate? The Shachatu also called us Bnei Israel. That one person can be Shochet on behalf of everyone. So we have Shochet Echad, Avur Kulam. And guess what that means? That means Shlichus. So that is Shlichus Yafeh. So we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Now the Gemara asks, that's all fine and good if you're using the pasuk for that purpose. Hanicha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, uses the pasuk for that purpose. However, Rabbi Yonasan uses that pasuk for something else, says the Gemara. Hanicha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, El Rabbi Yonasan, Demapik Leila, Haikra, Ledrasha, Achrina, Minolan, Ditanya. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Minayin Shekol Yisrael, Kulon, Yotze Pesach Echot, Shneemar, Veshokdo, So Kol Kaladas Yisrael, Ben Arbaim, V'chikol hakol kulam sheichatin. V'alo eino shochet elo echad. Elo mikan shekol Yisrael yoytzen Pesach echad. So what does Rabbi Yonasan do with this pasuk? Rabbi Yonasan uses this pasuk. Tell me, what's the key word? V'shachatu?
Oso.
Oso is referring to what? It's referring to the animal. V'shachatu oso, according to Rabbi Shimon Korcha, oso is referring to the shochet. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's referring to the animal. So there's one shochet shechting one animal on behalf of
every
member of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Yonasan says, we have behema, achas, And therefore, the chiddush of this pasuk is not shlichus, but that you have a single animal doing the carbon pesach. Well, one single animal for the entire Gan's Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says. So now, bekotshim minole. Bekotshim minole. So how do you know shlichus works by kotshim? Because after all, the pasuk is teaching me another halacha, behema achas, one animal for all Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says something so obvious. So obvious, I don't even understand the question. You know where I learned shlichus from? I learned shlichus from this pasuk. Kamine. From this pasuk. Because if one animal, for Gan's Klal Yisrael, is good. And how many shochatim do we have on this one animal?
One.
And everyone's yotze. So, what's the problem? You know where I learned shlichus from?
This pasuk.
Duh. These two limudim are not mutually exclusive. I can have one animal, and that kogufa is shlichus. Very good. So good that frankly, I don't understand the kasha. I don't understand the kasha. This is like I was asking a kasha. How can you go and learn shlichus from this pasuk? After all, you can use one animal. That's what you use the pasuk for. One animal, one shochet. So how's that working? When it says, no problem, shlichus. Like, what did you think in the first place? It's kasha.
Can you very explain the difference between Yeshua and Yeshua?
Is shachatu oto kol kahal adat Yisrael. That's the pasuk. So the word oto, says Rabbi Shimon Karcha, is talking about v'shachatu oso. He shall shecht. One shochet for all of Bnei Yisrael. How many animals? Many. But one shochet. And as a result, how is that shochet being put there, all of Bnei Yisrael? Shlichut. But according to Rabbi Yonas, and the text in the pasuk is v'shachatu oto. Oto is a reference to it, the animal. How many animals are necessary for Karban Pesach? You can get away with one. And one shochet, one animal, and that's a chiddush. Ah, with that chiddush, you can no longer learn shlichus. So how do you know shlichus? So my answer is kimine. You learn shlichus from that pasuk. Because after all, how is one person being motzi everyone else in must be shlichus? You answer that question? It's such a good question.
Your question is, what's the question? Yeah. Oh, no.
Sit up. Furrows on your forehead. Furrows on your forehead. Paul, do you understand the question?
What?
Not really?
Oh, gosh.
I'm trying to furrow my brow.
Do you understand the question?
Yeah.
Yehuda, do you understand the question?
Yes.
I'll say it one more time. Yes. The way Rav Yonah's son is tightening up the pasuk. Everyone can be out to one Pesach. So now the Gemara asks the kasha. Shlichus bekotshim minolon. How do you know shlichus? Because we just used this pasuk telling me that you can use one animal and be out to everyone else. So how do you know shlichus? The Gemara says, mine. From this pasuk. From this pasuk. So I'm asking the question. What do you think? Well, like, why? What's the whole question? Of course it's this pasuk. Minei. So again, let's continue. I'm going to answer the question in a minute. So the Gemara says, no. You can't learn minei. Why not? Because maybe in this case of everyone on one animal, maybe it's really not a shlichus, but a shutfus. It's not shlichus, it's shutfus.
Well,
one second! What do you mean partnership? If it's one animal, then who owns the animal? Ganz Klal Yisrael owns the animal. Including what? Including the shochet. So when the shochet is operating on the animal, he's shechting the animal, he's not shechting it as a shliach, he's shechting it as a shutaf. And therefore you cannot learn shlichus because it's shutfus. Ooh. What did I put over here on the top of the board? What's stronger, shliach or shutaf? Shliach. But now what's the Gemara saying? Shutaf beats shliach. It's easier.
It's saying if you're a shutaf, then I don't need shlichus.
Why not?
No, you're saying
because a shutaf can operate on behalf of his shutaf without being a shliach. What did we learn in the first Gemara? That a shutaf cannot operate on behalf of his partner without shlichus.
I would say that you could say
the guy is a shliach, but he's also a shotev, and therefore you can't learn just shlichus. Shlichus only works.
What the first Gemara told us was, can a shutaf operate on behalf of his partner?
No.
Answer is no.
Because
here, what are we saying? A shutaf can operate on behalf of his partner.
It's not a sin.
It says that it works if they both agree.
Rebbe,
Rebbe,
Rebbe.
Rebbe,
I have two questions.
So I'll let you talk soon. But I first want to... So that's where the Gemara's at. That's where the Gemara's at right now. I'm just putting that out there. Okay? I want you guys to think. I want you to be focused. Let's deal with my first question first. My first question is, Abosai, what's the havamina of the Gemara to assume that once we have this dinner of Yonasan and there's Behema Achas, oh, so now I can't learn out shlichus. The Gemara says, no, of course you can learn out shlichus. Kimine. What did we think in the havamina? That you can't learn out shlichus from this halacha. I am asking you something that's too hard for you. You do not have the level of creative thinking that I'm looking for. The level of sophistication. But I think the Gemara is saying something extremely profound. But you have to get it. What's the havamina to think that everyone is sacrificing, is being yotze carbon pesach with one animal, one shochet, and nope, it's not shlichus. What does the Gemara think in the havamina? The Gemara says, no, it is shlichus. Of course it's shlichus. What else would it be? So I'm asking, what else would it be? What else would it be? What is Rav Yonasan coming in Havamina? And perhaps the Gemara's misunderstanding of Rav Yonasan, but it has a vision of Rav Yonasan, which would tell you one animal, one sheikhe, no shlichus. Yeah!
Maybe Karma Pesach is a chiyuv on the klal and not the individual?
Correct. correct. What the Havamina is what kind of carbon is the carbon Pesach? Is it a carbon yachid or is it a carbon tzibur? So one, give me an example of a carbon tzibur. A tamid. A carbon musaf. These are carbonos tzibur. One person brings on behalf of corporate Klal Yisrael. I'm asking the question, is that a halakha of shlichus?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It's not shlichus. What it is,
Rebbe,
it's
a... You say that the entire call out to be there for the Korban Tavit, but only one of the Malmados is there at a time because they're the shluchim for the rest of Ben Israel.
There, and I'm saying it's that's a language. It's language. But it's not the sugi of shlichus. It's the chiyuv is a chiyuv on corporate Klal Yisrael. And the Kohanim, the Mamados, what have you, are the representatives of corporate Klal Yisrael. But it's not a shlichus mechanism. What is the vision that the Gemara has in Rav Yonasan, who says one animal, one shoychet, and everyone's yotze, the havamin of the vision is, what kind of carbon is the carbon Pesach? It's a carbon sieve. And therefore, it's no raya for shlichus. You have no raya for shlichus. What is the Gemara say back? Kamine. No. Carbon Pesach is not a carbon. It's not a carbon sibor. It's a carbon yochid. And if it's a carbon yochid, and there's one animal, and there's one shechet, then what's the mechanism that you're left with? You're left with shlichus. That Rabosai, I was learning last night. I came home from the sikha learning last night, and I was confused about this sugya. I was mamish in a muck, lost in the source of the sugya. Just pshat Gemara. And then, this morning, Binyamin Zinkenschlita asked me, are we learning this week? I learn within a half hour a week. I said, yeah, we'll learn Thursday night. I said, great. I come, there's a quick whatever, come in, I see him at 9:05, I see him reaching for a sefer, I'm looking, trying to prepare shiur, and I'm lost in the sauce, in the sugya. And 9:05, I said, you have a chavrusa now? He says, no. I said, me neither, let's learn. And we're going through it. And then, like, as I'm learning b'chavrusa, like, it hits me. That's the pshat. I was learning without a chavrusa yesterday. Learning with chavrusa today, boom, it hits me. That's the pshat. Like, chavrusa omisusa. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here. And that means, and the truth is, when you learn psachim, you'll notice that the carbon Pesach is a very interesting carbon. Because it's a carbon that is, on the one hand, everyone has a chiv to bring carbon Pesach, but do we bring it individually?
No,
it's brought bechabura. So it really is a quasi-carbon sibur. It's a quasi-carbon sibur, but this, the Havamina Maskana, the Shaka Tariq Gemara, I'm convinced, is the Gemara thinks in Havamina, it's a carbon sibur. Kamash Mulan, it's a carbon yachid, and it's operating midin shlichus. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe it's not really a classic carbon yachid I can learn shlichus from, because if everyone is on this one animal, then it's a shutfus. Ooh. And if it's a shutfus, that means that is a working midin shlichus.
No.
Who owns the animal?
Everybody, including the
shochet. So while the shochet is doing what? Is doing shechita for himself. He's doing it for everyone. And that's not betoras shaliach. It's betoras shut. So I started to get bothered a little bit. So now how does this sugya tie into the earlier sugya? Because here we're saying, if you're a shutaf, I don't need shlichus. I don't need shlichus. But what's the case over there in the first sugya? What's the case over there in the first sugya? We're shutfin. What are we shutfin in? What are we shutfin in? You see, you read Aris. You read Aris. You have shutfin, you have Aris, you have apotropos. So open up, please, the Tosis Rid now. Tosis Rid now. No. Tosis Rid now. Just Tosis Rid, and then I will take all your questions. Tosis Rid now. Says the Tosis Rid on our daf, on the prior Gemara. Just thought this was an interesting and noteworthy Tosis Rid. Atem velo shutfin. I got news for you. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. A good Mishnah to be aware of. Hashutfin shitarmu baze achar ze. Shutfin are being tyrant for each other. No reshus. No reshus. Is it good or not?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Akiva says, Shneim Truma. I'm tiring for you, you're tiring for me. Shneim Truma. It's good. You know why it's good? Because Shutfus is better or worse than Shlichus. And if it's better than Shlichus, and we have a Mishnah that says, Shutfin Hatormin, Rabbi Akiva says, Shneim Truma. So what is our Gemara talking about when it says, Atem, the low, Shutfin, what's it talking about? So says the Tosis Rid. Says the Tosis Rid. Nira Lila Taritz. What are we a Shutfin? What are we Shutfin in? Nearly Latars, the Shutfin the Hassam in the Mishnah in Shumos, Mairi, show you Shutfin Beperos. We're partners in the Peros. So if we're partners in the Peros, do I, partner A, have a Chelek in partner B's Peros? Yeah, we're Shutfin in all the Peros. They're my Peros. So there, yeah, of course, I can be Torem from the partnership's payros, for sure. Mishum halchi kol chad v'chad nikalei denitzum chavei v'chavei nami shag v'gavai v'lo havei tom shen shalom avol sutfin da hocha mairi so you sutfin bizriyas hasode. You know what our sutfin's case is? Our sutfin's case is we're partners in what? In the field. Yafeh. We're partners in the field. Produce of the field, I get 50, you get 50. If we pull out 100 apples, 50 are mine, 50 are yours. And with respect to those apples, are we shutfin?
No.
And that's what the Gemara is talking about. With respect to the apples, yeah, we're shutfin in the field. I can't be torn these my apples on your apples. That's torn sheino. Shalom. Aval shutfin da hocha mayri shay shutfin bezvias hasod aval peros kol echad loke chalko molach va'achu bebeisa dum yada arisin. It's exactly the same as arisin. The aris gets 30% of the produce. You get 70%. The aris can't be marvish from his peros onto the other peros. Mishum hocha in torm chel chaver she'en lo shum zchus bechelko. You see. What about in our Gemara? In our Gemara, Shutfus, what are we Shutfin in?
Carbon.
Meaning what? Is being Shutfin in the carbon analogous to being Shutfin in the Sada or in the Peros? In the Peros. In the Peros. The animal is the pre, so to speak. And therefore, do you need to come on to Shlichus?
No.
You don't need to come on to Shlichus. Shutfus will satisfy the obligation, and that's what the Gemara is now saying. There's no raya for shlichus because we're already in the world of shutfus, and shutfus will be sufficient without coming out to shlichus. And now we're left with the kasha. What's the kasha? How do we know shlichus? By kochim, according to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabosa, you know what we're doing? This is fun. I'm having a good time. You know I'm having a good time? Because I'm just learning pshat in the Gemara. But if you're learning pshat in the Gemara in a sophisticated way, havaminas have to make sense, maskanas have to make sense, pieces have to be put together, and then you see, that it all starts to work. So we're left with this kasha. We're left with this kasha. Rabosai, I am going to stop here. I'm going to stop here. What I'm going to do, though, is you have a mission tonight. Tonight, I want you to chazer up tonight. Step one. Step two, the next piece of Gemara, Rabos, I want you to go further than I gave you on the sheet. I want you to go till Ein Shochnes HaPesach Al HaYochid. The Shachar Vetaria is very, very in and out, meandering. It's like in and out. It's not an easy Shachar Vetaria. You got to work through the Shachar Vetaria, and then with that, Tosis is going to ask a very interesting question. Two interesting questions. But Tosis asks question number one is, back to Rav Yishuv Ben Karcha, this is actually question number two. What happened to Shutfas? Maybe if we're all, the Gemara is asking on the carbon pace, we're Shutfin. So why did the Gemara not bring up Shutfas by Rav Yishuv Ben Karcha? Think about that. Tosis has an approach. The Rashba has an approach. And we'll try. Ooh, and then there's another question. The Gemara seems like by us over here, if you got through the Gemara, it says, Shutfas, maybe it's Shutfas. Why does the Gemara not stop and say, yes, it's Shutfas, dead end. Dead end. Maybe we can find Shlichus and Kutchum somewhere else. It doesn't stop dead end. Now, there are two possibilities. If you think logically, we just explained maybe carbon pesach is shutfus. What are the two prongs you could take in the next step of the Gemara? Prong one is?
There's no other place to learn shlichus by kachim.
Okay, so there's no shlichus by kachim.
So we're going to work to learn it from here.
So one possibility is shutfus. And every single type of time there's a carbon situation is shutfus. And that's it. There's no shikus by kachim. It's shutfus. It's a possibility. Is there a possibility?
Yeah.
The other possibility is no. That's not a possibility because I can show you. I can show you a case where there's shlichus by kachim. And Tosis plucks out a case. What's the case? You have an evet and his master. And the master says, do me a favor. Shech the carbon pesach for me. And it should be a animal. So what was that? I want you to make sure it's an animal. So there's two types of animals you can use the carbon pesach. Gedi or tzle. And the Eved did not hear whether he wanted a di or a tzle. And now he's in a tough spot. Because the Adon is counting on him to bring the carbon pesach on his behalf. Tough spot. So what does he do? So the Gemara says he has to have both, a gedi and a tle, and he makes a tnai. If my Adon wanted a gedi, the tle is mine. If he wanted a tle, the gedi is mine. So Tosa says, Tosa says, so obviously, he's operating as a, they weren't partners, he's an Eved. They weren't partners, he's a Shaliach. And you see, he's an Eved. Kanani. Who says that a Kanani can't shet?
A woman can't
shet. So what?
So he's only five.
So who says a woman can't shet?
Yeah, that's not true.
Really? We do? I don't know. We do? I don't know. Anyway, so Tosis gets into that discussion. Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow, we're going to again learn Pshat Gemara. Work it through. Very good exercise. Have an excellent afternoon.
Why are you listening to the Rebbe? But I just like two questions.